Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Hey, what's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We have a great jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're in the cool actresses or producers or comedians, we have August Kiss coming into the studio, as well as Sergio Nova coming into the studio. Novoa? Coming into the studio. That's my bad. So let's tune in a little bit. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest August Kiss or Sergio Novoa, go to our Facebook page over on Star Wars Entertainment. And also, if you'd like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as Nancy, N as Nancy, over on formerly known as Twitter, which is X. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, which is at Tyrone Tan Official over on there. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so without further ado, we're going to bring in my guest special guest co-host of the hour. We normally like to rotate a lot of our guest co-hosts, and I want to say thank you to all my awesome guest co-hosts that have been on the show. We always want to say thank you to all of them, but my one that's been on frequently is working on a project right now, but we're honored to have this special guest come on to be the special guest co-host before we bring in our guest of the hour. So this person is a comedian producer who has a show coming up called Love Me Tinder, which is going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. Again, this is worldwide. So if you're out here in Pasadena, California, Friday, May 9th at 7:30 p.m. Again, he is a comedian and a producer. And we're going to talk a little bit about him before bringing in our guest of the hour. Here's Mr. Sergio Novoa. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, awesome. Well, welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Cool. So good to have a special guest co-host. So tell the audience a little bit quickly about yourself and a little bit about you and where you're from.
Actually, I started comedy in Northern California. I started in San Francisco, and I moved to L.A. right before the pandemic. So I moved here. The world shut down 4 months later, and I was stuck in my apartment.
Oh, wow. And did you always want to be a comedian, or is it something that...
You know, I knew I wanted to entertain people. I didn't know in what capacity. I'm like, I'm not sure if I can dance, not sure I can sing, not sure I can act, but I'd like to make people laugh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I was 6 years old. I saw something on TV, and I remember telling my grandmother, oh, I want to do that. But I didn't know what that was. And then life took its course, and eventually I'm just like, what am I waiting for? Yeah. And decided to get up and do it.
Well, who inspired you to be a comedian?
It wasn't so much people inspired me. I liked the effect... to make someone laugh. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you can bring someone joy. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is great. I work with Paul Rodriguez right now.
Awesome.
Had you told me as a child that one day you're going to share a stage with this person, you're going to drive in a car for hours to go to a venue and he'll share stories about Richard Pryor, I would have said, you have lost your mind.
Wow.
So that has been, I'm so grateful for that opportunity.
Well, he's a legend. I got to interview him on the carpet at one of his premieres.
Yes.
Really nice guy. And I didn't even know he had a son who was a pro skater. Oh, yeah. Because I'm a big skater, but I've been skating years. And all of a sudden, someone joked about, like, oh, do you want to interview, do you know my son? And I was like going, oh. And then he's like, he's a big time skater. Yes. I was like, oh, and it was kind of cool to see Paul Rodriguez and then Paul Rodriguez Jr.
Yes.
And that's P-Rod. Awesome.
He goes by P-Rod.
P-Rod, awesome.
Who is one of the nicest individuals. When I first met him, I was like, holy cow, you aced this not a kid, but he's a grown man.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a really nice guy, very cool person.
Awesome. Well, cool, man. Well, so I don't know, did your people talk to my, did you get the memo?
Oh,
the memo, the special guest co-host. We talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, have you gotten to see any movies in the theater lately? If not, I have some that we could talk about.
Not yet. I've actually been really busy, thankfully. But I do want to go see. There's a new Marvel coming out, I think, on Friday.
Oh, the Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts. Yeah. I'm interested to see what that's like. And then Sinners. There you go.
So, which I'm going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And then let's talk about this really quick. And then I want to go back to what you got coming up. Okay, uh-huh. So really quickly, Sinners thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Again, Sinners rated R. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. Starring Michael B. Jordan, Miles Cannon, Sean Williams, Adrian Warhammond, Haley Steinfeld, a plethora of other talent in here. There's a lot of awesome people in this movie. And Michael B. Jordan actually plays there's a twin cousin or something of that nature in the movie, but he plays two roles, and then but it's also directed by the awesome and written by Ryan Coogler. So I got to check it out, but you haven't got to check it out yet, right?
Not yet. It's on my list. I do like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. So Michael B. Jordan is awesome. Everyone is awesome. I've had the blessed opportunity to interview Haley Steinfeld before. She was sweetheart, and she was awesome. Everyone just did God. I thought it was a good movie. It was different. It was new. It was original, in my opinion. I mean, of course, I don't want to spoil anything. I really don't want to, because I think it'll give it away. But it was a cool type of a horror type film.
Okay.
Just well acted, well directed, and just a very, very cool style. So, again, it's hard to talk about without giving anything away. But I just think it's something you should check out. Check out on the big screen. Again, it's called Sinners. It's out there, again, starring Michael B. Jordan, Haley Steinfeld, and Miles Cannon. Jack O'Donnell, a lot of great people in here, and then directed by Ryan Coogler. So check it out. I highly recommend checking it out in the big screen. Again, it's Sinners.
It's on my list.
All right. All right. So back. So you got. So obviously you started off. You got inspired somehow, wanting to make people laugh, and then also you got a show coming up.
Yes.
Right. So what's the show about that you got coming up?
So Love Me Tender has a bit of a dating theme to it, in the sense that it's very crowd interactive. So comedy is pretty standard. Comedian goes up, they tell jokes, people laugh, and it's not very back and forth. So this show kind of flips that a little bit. After the comedians are done doing their set, I join them on stage and we interact with the audience.
Oh, wow.
So it's, you know, people love to be perform. So audience members are free to share, and they tend to share a lot. So it's very funny.
So is this the one that you're headlining? You got a couple of the guests as well? Or how does it on this one?
I'll be hosting, so I'll be awesome. Up the entire night. And then I booked all the comedians. So we have three men and three women.
Oh, awesome.
Each one culturally from a different place, different age, gender identity, stuff like that. So really diverse crowd.
So how does it work normally? I have a lot of comedian friends, but you're as a host, and you said, when you book people, is it like they come to you, or you just kind of figure out who you want to have like on your playlist, or how does it kind of work out? I've never asked anybody.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, for the show that I'm looking for, that I'm producing, I was looking for something specific. So it's like, okay, I want this particular vibe. I want different perspectives. So there's a mom in there. There's someone from Arizona, someone from San Francisco, a Mexican person. Like, there's all these different cultural differences. So I try to create a show that reflects my surroundings. I have friends from all walks of life.
Got it.
So yeah. And also, do they fit the theme? Do they go well? Do they complement each other? And are they diverse enough that it's like, oh wow, I got to see six different perspectives.
Awesome.
And I really like that.
Is there any comedians you could mention that they're going to be there on that particular May 9th?
Yeah. Well, Jessica Keenan, she just did her debut on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh wow. Okay.
The Tonight Show.
Okay.
And she's a great comic. She's a mother of two. She has twins. And she has this great routine on having twins. She's very funny. She's one of my favorite people. I've worked with her many times before. I have a comedian who just did their own solo show in New York. They're flying in to do the show. He's a Mexican queer performer, and this is a really cool show that he did. I was so like proud of him. I was like, oh wow, you went and did an entire thing. I also have this guy from Arizona. Funny story, He is friends with someone I used to train 100 years ago when I lived in Northern California. She messaged me one day. She's like, oh, do you know such and such? And I was like, no. She's like, oh, he's a comedian. He's going to be in LA. Maybe you guys can work together. And fast forward 4 months, he's going to be in the show. His name is Aaron Foster. Very funny.
Awesome.
Also, there's a comedian. Her name is Brittany Ross. She looks like a little doll.
And
her delivery, her tone of voice. So I'm really excited because all of them are so different.
So how can they show you? This is Friday, May 9th.
May 9th.
At the Ice House, which is in Pasadena, California.
Pasadena.
It's at 7:30 p.m. How could they get tickets or what do they do? Or do they just show up? Or?
They could easily go to theicehouse.com and get tickets there. They could also go to Sergio the Comic, which is my Instagram, my website, and there are links in there so people can buy tickets.
So it's Sergio the Comic.
The Comic.
Okay, and then your full name is Sergio Novoa, which is N-O-V-O-A.
O-A, yes.
All right. So cool. Again, check him out. He's hosting. It's a show called Love Me Tender, Friday, May 9th at the Ice House in Pasadena, California at 7:30 p.m. Check out the tickets. Again, go to theicehouse.com, I believe, or check him out over at Sergio the Comedian.
Sergio the Comic.
Sergio the Comic.
Icehousecomedy.com.
Okay, so it's at icehousecomedy.com. So if you want tickets, go to icehousecomedy.com. That's icehousecomedy.com. Again, it's May 9th, 7:30 p.m. At Pasadena, California. Or check out Sergio Novoa over at Sergio the Comedian.
Sergio the Comic.
Now you're going to get it. Sergio the Comic. At Sergio the Comic.
Yes.
At Sergio the Comic. At Sergio the Comic. At Sergio the Comic. You know why I say it three times out loud?
So you could remember.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I learned. So I don't know.
What is it? What's the handle?
At Sergio the Comic.
There you go. It worked.
But he's also a comedian producer.
Yes.
Who will be hosting at the Ice House May 9th, 7:30 p.m. in Pasadena, California at 7:30 p.m.
And you can get tickets where?
At Icehouse.
You can get tickets at icehousecomedy.com.
That's right, icehousecomedy.com. All right. Well, cool, man. Well, I don't. Did you get the other memo?
Here it is.
The other memo is that the special guest co-host of the hour arranges a way for the guest of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes you bring people in on like Land Speeders, Millennium Falcons, limos. Did you by any chance arrange a way? I always have my backup plan just in case. Arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make her feel special. How are we going to bring her in? Like I said, I always do have my backup plan just in case.
We helicoptered her in.
Helicoptered her in? Okay. Yeah, we haven't actually had someone bringing in on a helicopter in a while. So I think that it would be kind of cool. So this person, August Kiss. She's an actress producer from films such as Murder Size, Murder Bot, and then she also has this show called Dark Rewind from Scream TV. But she's got a plethora of other stuff, and I'm sure, like yourself, Sergio, she does a lot. So we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. So all you got to do, I think that's why the chopper was hovering us over for a while.
Yes.
So I think what we're going to do, you're just going to press that button. You're going to open up the rooftop, and then just going to wave her. We'll whistle her on the count of three. And then she's skydive in from the helicopter. She's pretty. She seems athletic. So what we're going to do on the count of three? Press that button there. One, two, and three. Here she comes. Here she comes in from the helicopter.
And her hair is unpacked.
She's waving to all the fans. She just jumped. There she comes.
Here she comes.
She's skydiving in. She's coming through. I don't know how she's doing the selfies up there with the fans. They're throwing roses at her up in the air.
There you go.
She's signing like paper balls for autographs. Like she's throwing like the papers down. That's what they're throwing them. She's signing autographs. She's flying in. Hurry is coming into the studio. Really nice. Her hair is flowing. And she's landing into the studio. Nice and safe. She is actress, producer from films like Murder Size, Murder Bot, and the show Dark Rewind from Screen TV. Here she is, actress, producer, August Kiss. Welcome, August Kiss, to StarRealEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
That helicopter was so comfortable.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Sergio Novoa, for arranging that.
Awesome. Perfect. I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah. You kept the receipt, right?
No? Of course I kept the receipt.
No, I'm teasing. That's awesome. Well, cool, man. Well, thank you for arranging that again. August Kiss, finally great to have you here. It's been a while. I know we've been kind of communicating for the last maybe year or so, and then Maybe, I don't know, less several months, at least social
media. I think
media.
It's been about 2 years.
Wow, okay, wow. Has it been, okay, I feel
it's
bad.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. But now you're here. But now you're here with special guest co-host, Sergio Novoa.
I gotta say, I love the name, August Kiss. How did that come about?
Well, it's an 80s throwback, right? Ah. The Kiss band, okay. Kiss, the last name, you can't forget it.
You cannot forget it.
But you spell it,
right.
K-Y-S-S.
K-Y-S-S.
Okay, was that for... This that how it normal really is, or that because you just wanted like any.
I
kind
just
of,
wanted something different, and I didn't want it to be too, you know,
too
kissy.
Too kissy. That's awesome.
Not in August. That yeah. Makes sense. Oh,
now is August your real first name?
It's not. It's my stage name.
Oh, okay, awesome. Well, do you mind me asking what your or no
is government too, name
no,
is?
No, okay, that's okay.
She's in the witness protection program. Okay. I'll tell you. Okay.
So August Kiss. Where did you come up with? Did you just love the month, or where did August come from?
My north node of the moon is in Leo, and that's all about being a performer.
Got it.
I didn't really like the name Leo for myself, so I thought, okay, August. That's a good name.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, it sounds cool. Yeah. August Kiss.
August Kiss.
We're going to give a shout out to our mutual dear friend, Joe Williamson, who's in the studio, but being the mouse in the corner. Because, you know, I don't know if you know about Joe. Joe's a little, he's too big for me now. Sometimes I don't even see him anymore. And then sometimes, but I'm even surprised he's gracing me with his presence. I'm teasing. What's up, Joe? Just what's up?
Well, thank you so much for having us here.
All right.
Always a pleasure and honor to see you.
Awesome. Well, cool. So, August Kiss. I don't know if your people talk to my people, but did you get the memo? But we like to start off with a hard-hitting question, get the audience get to know you, and then we'll ease up right there. So the hard-hitting question we like to start off with, and hopefully if not fans already, become more fans, but we want to get them to know you more personal. Where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Wow.
It's known for being polar ice cold.
Mm.
Then I moved to Toronto, Ontario.
Warmer.
Yes, a little bit warmer. Still cold, but it's as good as we got.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be moving to Vancouver soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, where were you born and raised, Sergio?
I was born in Nicaragua.
Wow, okay.
Vancouver's a great city. I love Vancouver.
You're Canadian as well.
No, Nicaragua. No, I was born in Nicaragua, Central okay. America. You know, or as Americans call it, Southern Mexico. But yeah, I moved here when I was six and been here since.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But I love Vancouver. Been there so many times. Yeah.
Nice.
Now, August, so did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, either as an actress or a producer?
Yes, I did. Totally. I never saw myself doing anything else.
Bravo.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was it? Who was it that inspired you in the beginning? Was there anyone that inspired you?
Linnea Quigley.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why her?
Scream queen, beautiful. Lots of attention from people.
Okay.
Her persona, I just loved her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and what was there? Was there a particular movie? I know Scream Queen, but like, was there anyone that you just like? Anything that you just liked that you just like? Oh, that's why I want to do this.
Return of the Living Dead.
Really? Okay, that's the first I ever heard. You know, have
I
you
saw,
seen it?
I saw that. It's a long time ago, right?
It's so good.
Yeah, I have siblings that are 4, 5, 6 years older than I am. So as a child, I got to see things I probably should not. And this yes. movie sounds like one of those movies.
It was one
Return
of those
Return of the
movies.
Living Dead. Is it like wood? Like it's been a while. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that just made a big influence in my life. Huge.
Wow, really? Because I mean, yeah, that's. I mean, so, how old were you when you watched it? I don't think I still watched that.
I think it was 8.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So you must have been a child.
Yeah,
wow.
I was really, really young.
Wow. And then, and so you saw that, and that particular, out of all the movies, you saw that.
Yeah.
And you said to yourself, I want to do that. I want to be like
I want to be like that woman.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that's just, I've just never heard, not that that's surprising. It's just like mostly, you'll hear the typical like, I was watching De Niro or something like that. But, you know, or Meryl Streep. But I've never heard from... Return of the Living Dead.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that movie, but I just, it surprised someone as young as you at that time got to see it, and then that was the one. But, you know, it's interesting because I know there's people for me that I've either had crushes on or people that I've liked that I knew as a little kid just from watching whatever they did. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of probably what happened for you at that age, but it was a horror movie.
It's a horror movie, and I grew up in the video era, the video store era.
Oh, so you watched it you renting it like a Blockbuster or something?
Yes.
Be kind.
Mom and, yes.
Please rewind.
Mom and pop shops, right? Yeah. The mom and pop video stores. You know, our parents used to let us watch it, but they didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah. How did you check it out without them knowing?
You know, watching it in the basement with your friends.
Oh, got it.
You know,
oh, so they would rent it, or no, or you have any siblings that would rent it for you?
I had a really cool best friend whose mom just let anything happen. Yeah,
awesome. So again, so this particular actress you liked, and then when you decided to want to get into the showbiz, were your parents supportive, or were they kind of?
My dad loves pop culture, but he doesn't really understand the business of it. He just knows, well, you know, so many people try that and they fail.
Mm-hmm.
So many people try that and they're struggling. He likes it, but he's like kind of on the fence. My mom knows nothing about it.
Mm. So were your family supportive when you wanted to be a comedian?
No. By the time I decided to be a comedian, too, I didn't have to check in with anyone, so it was good. I was like, I'm doing this. I'm good.
I love that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have to check in anymore.
No, that's awesome.
So then from when you wanted to start out going into it, what was your first thing? Or were you going to drama school, or were you doing any kind of classes before? And are you just kind of stepped into the field finding an agent?
So when I was 16, I joined a modeling agency in Winnipeg. And I stayed with them for a while. And then I got something in a Lifetime film.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the year 2000. But I didn't have the greatest experience.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I just said, you know what? I don't think I want to do this. Maybe it's not for me. And I gave it up until COVID.
Really? So you...
Yes.
You started a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the greatest experience. And it was for a Lifetime movie kind of thing. And then you decided after COVID to kind of resume back into
I thought it was the end of the world. I'm like, I'm never going to have a chance to do this again. I got to do it now.
So there was like a 20-year gap?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. If you don't mind, what was the bad experience? I mean, Lifetime says a lot, but what was the bad experience for you?
I just didn't... There was an experience with a producer that I didn't...
It's one of those things.
I know. Yeah. When you lift the veil in entertainment, the things that happen behind the scenes are like, oh, if people only knew, I got you.
Yeah, and I was really young and scared of everything. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Well,
it's not what I thought, you know?
Here's what I just had a guest here on... Very, very big franchise. And I would say, even though she publicly said it on the first time on my show, but she told me a story here. There's a very, very major producer who's in jail now. But anyways, but she said that particular movie she did, it was the number one movie for the studio, blah, blah, blah. She was being courted, and this particular producer wanted to meet with her and did something appropriate and basically said, if you don't do X, Y, and Z, you'll be blackballed. And she was blackballed for about 10 years.
Oh, my God.
And so, but that was a different story. But the thing is, but she come back. She's come back.
Yeah.
To be like, now she has a generation of all those fans from that franchise movies that she did. And now they're like filmmakers. And now I was one that had a crush on her. And I was like, wow, I was telling her. I was like, well, now it's so cool to see all these people, like, she's like, now I'm getting jobs from them. But it's like, it was cool. So my point is, even though there was, because I asked her, I said, you know, I saw you in this one movie and I never saw you. She's like, and she told me the story. She goes, I never said the story publicly until now. And she wanted to share it. And I thought it just not reminded me, maybe it's not as deep as that, mm-hmm. but still just the fact that you were turned off enough.
Mm-hmm.
To not want to do it, you know, that speaks volumes. But then also, but you come back, which is the good part, is that, you know.
It was always in the back
redemption,
of my mind.
Redemption story.
At 16, I mean, being 16 alone is a struggle. And then you put in the entertainment industry with mainly adults, very male driven. But what I've learned, as I'm sure we all have, when the time is right, everything works out the way it needs to work out.
Exactly. And that's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah. That's it. It's like, this was the time where you were ready to do whatever you needed to do. And here you are.
Yeah. My confidence moving to Vancouver. Is back.
Yeah.
Confidence is back and, you know, hitting the roof. So it's all good.
So then what was your first step into the limelight again? Was it what project particularly? Because I know you did a couple,
was Murderbot.
Murderbot.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit what that was about.
It is about a kind of like a Terminator, a woman Terminator, trying to... it's like an experiment gone wrong kind of thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Like Terminator.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much. But it's a woman. It's
awesome.
A
woman.
Yeah. So women can be bad too.
Look at that. Absolutely.
Did you get to play the Terminator-esque character?
No, I played the mad scientist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then, what got you the confidence to go back? Did you just happen to audition for this, or were you offered this project, and then you're just like, you know what? Okay, I'm back in the game, so to speak.
Well, the confidence to came back slowly came through just being closer to God, actually.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, so I found a lot of spiritual healing. So that helped a lot. And then I got discovered by Jim Wynorski.
Okay.
and he gave me the confidence to come back.
Mm.
He discovered a lot of actresses, and I just thought, this guy likes me? Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I have something after all.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it takes that. Some people that just give you a chance.
Yes.
Give you a chance. Sergio, did you have any of those as well? Like some, like a comedian before you that was like, you know, I'm going to give you a chance, kid. You know, you.
Well, Paul Rodriguez is one of them. When I knew that he was in the room when I performed, I was at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach, and I went to get a drink, and I saw him at the bar, and in the corner of my head, I thought, oh my God, that's Paul Rodriguez. And I didn't think anything about it. And then I did my set. Luckily, it all went well. And I was sitting down, and he walks by, and he's like, he stops, points to me. He's like, you're one funny dude. And I thought, oh, thank you so much. And I texted my friend right away. I was like, Paul Rodriguez thinks I'm funny. So, and that's how we started working.
Wow.
He pretty much was like, hey, I've got some shows coming up. Do you want to go ahead and open for me? And I was like, sure. And now we're almost at 2 years that we've been touring. So it's been great. Wow. But it's that. It's like one, I think it was Chelsea Handler, Lady Gaga.
Oh, I love Chelsea Handler.
Yeah,
I love
Chelsea Handler says, is all you need is one person to say yes.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You and need that one person to believe in you.
Yeah. And also just not taking every criticism, like striking the balance between criticism that I can actually grow from and someone just talking negatively.
Yes.
Once we find that strength, we're like, do I need this? Does this actually serve me? And if it doesn't, letting it go right away.
Amen.
So good for you. Yeah.
So then, so you did Murderbot,
mm-hmm.
and then because you've done a lot since then, so like some from that. So you said, okay, I could do this. And then you got Murder Sides, or how did
Murder
it, Sides? Is that a sequel, or is that no?
Just totally different people.
Just had murder in it.
She's on a murder streak, though. I tell ya.
So yeah. You just happen to get that.
Yeah, and you know what? That one is really special to me. It's a tribute to the '80s, the slasher films of the '80s, the Linnea Quigley vibe.
Uh-huh.
It's a workout movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starring Ginger Lynn Allen as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. It was so fun.
And then from that point on, then you just been on the rolls. And then you, from that, then, COVID was not that long ago. It was only
it,
a couple.
It wasn't.
So that's cool because you got one project, then another project. And then what talk a little bit about what Dark Rewind from Scream TV was.
Ooh, I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited to talk about that. So Dark Rewind is a show that I produced and wrote myself. It's for a channel called Scream TV, which is available on Parrot TV as well as Distro TV in North America, so Canada and USA. It's also available in the UK on Nix Television.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Global.
And it is a 80s throwback to all the horror movies that we loved growing up.
Wow, yeah. Awesome. And did you already start to shoot it?
I'm done.
That's
done
awesome.
Season one. We're on to season two. We've had some amazing guests. Brink Stevens from Slumber Party Massacre. Helen Udi from Incubus. The producer, David Bond from Graduation Day, and more.
So you have a plethora of knowledge of horror movies. So that's your thing. So
I love it.
That's cool because
it's
like
my favorite.
That's awesome.
But it's not the only thing that I want to do. I want to do more drama. I want to do more action films. But I do love horror quite a bit.
Awesome. Well, what we're gonna do? We're gonna come back and talk a little bit more about your career. But what we're gonna do? We're gonna cut to a music break. Or actually,
are we singing?
No.
You can sing for us.
Let's speaking of music, what kind of music do you like? August Kiss. What's your preference in general?
Well, what do you think an August Kiss type of person would like?
Oh, well, rock, I'm sure.
Right? and what decade?
Oh, well, let me guess. 80s?
Exactly.
A little Bon Jovi, a little Living on a Prayer,
yes.
Or put some sugar on me.
Absolutely. I love the new wave, too.
There you go.
And what about yourself, Sergio Novoa? What kind of music are you into?
I only listen to instrumental music. Nah, kidding. I listen to everything, actually. I really do. I can listen to opera. I can listen to pop. I can listen to, I listen to everything. What was I listening to this morning? You know what I was listening to this morning? Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now.
I love Tiffany
the
so much.
The beating of our heart is the only sound.
Whoa.
That, on my way to the gym at 6 this morning, I was like, Siri, play Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now.
I love it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
not a rock song, but that's what I listened to this
morning. Wow, that's great. What about Debbie Gibson?
Only in my dreams, as real as it
Electric
me
Youth.
Electric Youth.
Look at you. I love that.
Yeah, I have gotten to interview Debbie Gibson.
She was really nice. I saw her, and I was on a cruise, and she performed.
You know who's cool? I got to interview Cyndi Lauper. She was awesome.
I actually got to dance for her a long
time
in San Francisco.
Are you a dancer too?
That might be a stretch. I can move to a beat. I can move to a beat, and I have rhythm.
Nice.
But did I go 5, 6, 7, 8? No, I didn't do that. But she did a New Year's Eve show in San Francisco, and the dancers that were in the club that night, they asked, "Oh, can you dance?" And I was like, "Sure." So she's really nice.
Oh,
and
that's
so
cool.
The woman can sing.
Yeah,
she can.
She's
sing.
So talented.
Oh, she has a song, "I'm Gonna Be Strong," and she hits a note at the end of that. Mm. So good. I'm like, ah.
I love that. I wish I could see her live.
Oh, she's okay. Touring.
Well, she?
Since I think it's about to wrap.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, Sergio, since you're my guest co-host, mm-hmm. I'm going to have you introduce this song, and then we'll be back more with August Kiss. And then again, your social media is August. Anything?
Yes, I'm available on Facebook, August Kiss.
That's AUGUST,
mm-hmm.
and then KYSS.
Yes, and August Kiss backup account on Instagram. My original one got hacked.
So it's called August Kiss backup account?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And then yourself one more time, Sergio, what your socials?
You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Grubhub, Postmates, Uber Eats, Sergio the Comic.
Sergio the Comic. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to introduce this song, and then this is actually a guest that's been on the show.
Oh.
And then, so you're my special guest co-host.
All right.
You have the honor of being able to introduce the song of the hour.
All right, here we have Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Woo, you got it right. Sometimes people mispronounce it.
Oh, really?
So Over You Now by Jade Pateri. One more time.
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
All right, and we'll be back more with our guest of the hour, August Kiss, actress, producer of shows like Dark Rewind from Scream TV, and comedian, producer, Sergio Novoa, who's going to be hosting at Love Me Tender May 9th, Friday, May 9th, at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, 7:30 p.m. All right, one more time, Sergio Novoa.
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
All right, and we'll be right back here on StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com radio, and UBN. Sorry, I was getting that intro in there. I was getting excited. Okay, so here's Jade Pateri with Over You Now. You want to do it together?
Sure. Here, do you want the name first?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Jade Pateri
with
Over You
Now.
Take two.
Jade Pateri,
Over You Now.
Over You Now. Here we go. All right, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love love to break my heart? And why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? Call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. I'm done, worn out, not in. I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down. I pity. I'm just over you now. I'm down, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down. Not petty. I'm just over you now. What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating. I'm down, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty. I'm just over
that was Jade Pateri with Over You Now. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, check her out. She was a guest on our show. It's Jade Pateri. That's J-A-D-E-P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I. On her socials, Spotify, all that kind of good stuff. Check out her music. Again, that's Jade Pateri with Over You Now. All right, we are back on the show with my special guest co-host, comedian producer Sergio Novoa. Welcome back.
In the flesh.
And my guest of the hour, actress producer August Kiss. Welcome back.
I'm here. I'm ready.
So we were talking about Dark Rewind from Scream TV, where you said you just finished season one.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to recap really quickly, it was about you get to host, and we were kind of talking off air about it as well, but you get to host, you got to watch old horror films?
I get to host the show, and it plays a little bit, then I kind of talk about it, I honey roast it, then it plays a little bit again, and then I get to rate it. And awesome. We have special guests.
Awesome. Who's been your highlight so far in season one for you? Like that you're like, oh, wow, I got to interview blah, blah, blah.
Well, of course, the man that discovered me, Jim Wynorski.
Mm.
He's very well appreciated in the horror genre as well as everywhere else. It was an honor to be on that side.
Yeah.
Interviewing him about his Chopping Mall movie, which is a classic.
Now, what is for you, what is it about horror movies? Because I can't, I appreciate them, I do like them, but I could never watch them by myself. Like, I'd have to be with like my ex-girlfriend, I got into them more because she loved to watch them, or I could go to the theater and watch them with the crowd, but I could never just go home and just like watch one by myself. I'll get too scared. I mean, maybe that's just my little
thing. I think it's the adrenaline.
Yeah. Well, no, I get it, but you could watch one just by yourself.
I can watch it by myself.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Now, there's a couple types of horrors. There's the like the slasher type horrors,
mm-hmm.
or there's the horrors that are like, this could really happen kind of horror, like the Strangers or something.
I love them all.
Love them all?
But my favorite is probably the comedy horror.
Comedy horror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about yourself, Sergio Novoa?
I was trying to think.
Like, are you into horror movies?
I mean, I enjoy it, yes. I will go for the ride. So if there's a scene where you're supposed to scream, I will be that one person in the theater who lets it out. So I get my money's worth. I think I was a child when I saw The Lost Boys.
Okay.
And that freaked me out. It's just like, I remember falling asleep that night and I had a really difficult time. And then I think I watched Elvira, she would host the movie,
mm-hmm.
and there were slugs coming out of the bathtub.
Oh, nice.
Let me tell you, me showering that next day was very scary when I was a kid.
Well, I remember just seeing Nightmare on Elm Street with a bunch of friends. We were like, for some reason, we were in elementary school, but we didn't have to go to school till later. So for some reason, we're all at my friend's house and they popped it in. It was broad daylight in the morning, but when we were walking to school, we kept 1, 2, Freddy's coming. And we're like, oh my God. I was like scared walking to school after watching that movie.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of like what kind of did it for me. It was like, I don't want to watch it. Like horrors after that. But I mean, I did, of course. As I got older.
How old were you when you saw?
Probably fifth grade, sixth. I don't.
Okay, that's the thing. I mean, if you're too young, it'll freak you out. But I remember 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. Yeah. 3, 4, better lock your door.
So iconic.
5, 6, get so your iconic. Crucifix.
No. Yes.
8, better stay awake. Oh my God, look at that.
Yeah.
Dementia has not kicked in.
But those things. But now it's kind of like you could watch those and just have fun, not laughing, but like those types of movies. The ones that really trip me out are like, I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time, we were watching, I think it was The Strangers with Liv Tyler.
That's we were really
like,
frightening.
And I would have my back door, like, it was like one of those things that like, you think someone's gonna come to your door.
Yeah.
And now that was scary because it seemed more realistic. Or I was really freaked out by Paranormal Activity.
That was scary too.
I couldn't sleep for a couple of days for that one.
You know which one freaked me out as a child? Reanimator.
Oh, really?
Where they would have the liquid and bring people back.
Yeah.
That just took me to a whole new level.
It was so funny.
I think I was probably 12 or so, so maybe not so funny for me. I was just, I remember kind of scared me a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I love that one.
You know what scares me too? If I'm watching a scary movie, if there's a window and I can't see out, completely freaks me out.
Oh, like,
we got to close the curtains. Someone could be standing out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So, August, so what else do you got coming up? I mean, obviously, you got Dark Rewind. You're going for season two?
We're definitely going for season two.
Okay. Any other projects you want to talk about and promote before we wrap up here?
Yes. I'd love to talk about Flesh of the Unforgiven, which I won 3 awards for, including Horror Nation.
Wow.
Okay. Best Supporting Actress.
Wow. Yes, awesome.
For 2024.
Nice. You came out swinging after
yes,
the pandemic.
Yes, I did. Yes,
this
I
is
did.
Great.
So what was it like winning? So, okay, so here he goes. It's kind of like the comeback story. You left on a bad situation, so to speak, a bad experience, and you're coming back, and now you're winning awards, and then you're getting to work with your idols, that kind of thing. So how does it feel for you?
It's amazing, and I just want to say to anybody that's listening, don't give up, but you got to be willing to do the work because it's a lot of work.
Awesome.
It's a lot, and don't listen to the haters.
Which is what I was going to ask you. What would be your inspirational message for someone that wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
Don't give up, but you got to do the work. Mm. It's not gonna come to you. And also, don't put your eggs all in one basket.
Mm. Awesome. So when you get is that what you got coming up, that movie?
Well, I have a lot of things coming out because last year was insanely busy for me. Oh, 12 movies.
12?
12.
Jeez, from giving up, coming back, and then you got like 12 in 1 year.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
Can you name any of them?
So blessed.
Can you name anyone right now? Or any of them that we could promote right
sure.
now?
Sure. I did Only Fangs with the original producer and director of Murder Size.
Okay.
So A&P Productions. I also did Massage Parlor Massacre, where I play the lead, director Nigel Hartwell.
Okay.
I'm really excited for that one. I just saw a preview of the trailer. It looks so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So excited. Demented 2 with the same director and producer. Death Bitch I did as well, which won an award for Film Threat in 2024.
That's awesome.
Yep. Best indie film under 100. Thousand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Film Threat's awesome.
That's amazing that we won that. So I'm really proud of that director, Ken Brewer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's cool. He's really cool.
Well, I'm really, really, you know, excited for you and proud of you in a way, even just meeting you, but I mean, just proud that you're able to go from, like you said, not so great experience in this industry, but then almost a redemption story, coming back strong and just going back to back with stuff. And I think that's what it's all about as well, is just never get, like you said, not giving up, but then also sometimes in life, maybe it wasn't the right time.
Yes, exactly.
I think I
was too young mentally back then. And I also think, you know, maybe I had an angel looking after me.
Yeah.
Maybe it just wasn't the right time, you know?
Well, let's put it out there really quickly before we end off with Sergio Novoa. Is there a project or someone you would love to work with, or a kind of project? We'll put it out there. You never know. Who's listening?
Well, of course I want to work with Tim Burton.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I had the honor of being able to interview him.
Goodness. Did you really?
Yes, yes. It was at a film festival. It was at the Burbank International Film Festival. He was being honored, and I was one of the select to get to go backstage to kind of hear, or when he came on to come on to interview him. It was very, very one of those things. I was like, whoa!
Oh, you know? What a mind but, he has.
Yeah, him. And then, you know, and the same night, Danny Elfman was there, and I got to interview Danny Elfman at the same, because he was there to support. And I grew up Oingo Boingo, and I loved Danny Elfman as a composer. And I was like, whoa, because like, is that Danny Elfman? And he came to support Tim Burton. So I got to go back to back with those guys.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Look at you. What a beautiful career.
So well, I appreciate it. So Tim Burton, so put it out there.
Yes.
And is there an actor or actress you'd love to work with?
Linnea Quigley.
Okay, awesome. Yep. Put that out there. Cool. Well, cool. Again, so they could check you out, August Kiss. How could they check you out one more time?
You can check me out on Facebook, August Kiss, and you can also check me out on Instagram, August Kiss Backup Account.
Okay, in the end, again, it's spelled AUGUST, and then Kiss, KYSS.
Correct.
Okay, so not KISS, but KYSS. That's August Kiss. Check her out, and then check out season 2, or they could check out season 1 of Dark Rewind on Scream TV.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then cool. So, and then Sergio Novoa, one more time. What you got going on? How do you check it out?
Well, I'll be in Reno this weekend at the Laugh Factory with Paul Rodriguez. So 6 shows, but May 9th, Friday, Ice House, Love Me Tender, 7:30 p.m. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Sergio the Comic. And that's also the website where you can get tickets. You can get tickets at icehousecomedy.com as well. So yes, come and laugh with us.
Awesome. And then, we got to ask August Kiss her inspirational messages for you. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a comedian producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Just follow their dreams in general. Have a really, not give up is one, but also you have to do the work. So when the opportunity and preparedness come, you hit that intersection. Had I not done all the work I did, Paul Rodriguez would have never seen that version of me that was like polished, thought out. It's like, oh, this guy put something together. So do the work. So when you have the opportunity, you have the skills to back it up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you both. Thank you, Sergio Novoa, for being a great special guest co-host. And thank you, August Kiss, for finally coming in. And it's great to have. I can't believe 2 years went by and then you're now in.
I am now awesome. Here. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. And then God bless you guys both. Again, check them out, August Kiss. Check out her handles and then Sergio Novoa. And again, wish you the best of luck as well. Wish you both the best of luck. You guys are awesome. God bless you guys all. And God bless you all for tuning in. I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.